You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have the privilege of joining us once again, Mr. Paul Aitken, the CEO of Borrow, who is a leader in personal asset lending and has recently been featured in Time, Fox & Friends, and Crain's New York Business, offering small business owners, entrepreneurs, and other individuals the opportunity to secure loans against their personal assets, such as luxury cars, jewelry, artwork, and even fine wine. You got to love it. Paul, certainly great to have you back here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, nice to speak to you again.
It is. So, first of all, Borrow has recently reached its one-year milestone here in the United States. How has business been in your first year?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We've grown very, very quickly. We've built up a strong network of financial advisors and wealth managers and private banks who refer business to us. We're on plan. So our plan's always quite bullish and quite aggressive. So that's quite pleasing for us.
No doubt. Now, in the past year in the U.S., have you noticed any trends in the type of loans you are distributing, whether it is an uptick in a specific asset lent against or the types of customers using Borrow?
Initially, we were seeing a lot of fine art loans, and we're doing a lot in fine art, but recently we've seen a real big upswing in loans secured by very, very nice diamond jewelry and watches and watch collections. Which is pleasing because our core business is diamonds, jewelry, watches. We like those types of assets. It's very pleasing to see that we're really tapping into that in the U.S.
Now, Capital One co-founder Nigel Morris has recently joined Borrow as chairman. How will Morris help support Borrow's growth?
Well, look, he's got kind of an unparalleled kind of set of experiences in terms of scaling right from start to a very big organization. So, and Capital One was very data focused. So I think that what he's bringing to the mix is a lot more diligence in the way in which we look at our information that's driving big improvements in how we run the business. And information leads to product innovation. So we're working on a number of new products, which Nigel is heavily involved with. He clearly has just got some of the experiences, of growing a company that is helpful to me as an entrepreneur. So he's someone I can kind of lean on. We've got a very big board. We've got a number of very, very successful people around that board table. And, we've got to work out how to make sure we get the maximum value from them. And, Nigel's just very helpful for me in terms of thinking through, really how to leverage those assets. So, it's working well. I mean, he's only been on board 3 months, but so far, so good.
Excellent. Now, today we're joined by Mr. Paul Aitken, the CEO of Borrow, who is a leader in personal asset lending here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How does Borrow plan to expand their product offerings and services over the course of the next year?
I think the key for us this year, actually, is not necessarily to add too much to our product offering, but to broaden our distribution, to ensure that we're putting our product into more people's hands. So that's a big emphasis for us. We've recently done a very big equity financing round, and we've also raised a lot of debt, and we use debt to finance loans. And basically, our focus is on really, really fast growth within the U.S. market. So we've made some key hires, a new chief finance officer, a new chief marketing officer, new people to head up our business development functions, and we're really going for it. So it's about growth this year with our existing products.
Tell us how you are different from other alternative lenders out there in the market.
How are we different? I think there's a couple of things that really set us apart. The first thing is just the speed at which we can provide loans. Where else can you go and get liquidity within 24 hours, which is what we can do? You know, we were writing loans anywhere from a few thousand dollars up to $1 million. And, you know, we can do things very quickly. So speed is really key for us, and it's a real differentiator for us. The second element that matters is that if someone doesn't pay us back, there's no real consequence. So they don't have any credit risk. There's no damage to their credit history if they don't pay back. We just sell the asset, recover our position, and give any excess back. So that means that versus other forms of lending, our customers feel in control, which I think is critical. I think the last one, which is tied to the second point, is we're clearly taking possession of an asset, to enable us to write loans. It's the purest form of affordability test you can actually do. But clearly, one of the alternatives people have if they need liquidity is to sell an asset. Now, that asset could be an investment, it could be a property, or it could be one of the assets we happen to lend against. And people who come to us, you know, clearly one of their options if they need liquidity is to sell the asset that they get a loan against. But 6 months of borrowing from us is about half the cost of selling the asset, because if you sell these types of assets, you sell at auction and you pay very big commissions. So, you know, the last one, people, despite the fact our interest rates are relatively high versus, you know, more traditional mainstream forms of lending, actually, versus the alternative of selling the asset, you're very smart getting a loan with us.
How about telling our listeners once again where they can get more information about Borrow Online?
Yes, you can go to our website, borrow.com, BORRO.com. You can then either make an inquiry online, or the website has information of phone numbers you can call for different people. So you can phone in as well. That's the simplest thing to do.
And in conclusion, what advice would you have for the listener in form of a parting tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's important to look at the alternatives and to work out what is the thing that matters to you most. If it's cost, we're not the right option. If it's speed and flexibility and control, then we are the right option. So I think that it's quite key to work out, what is the primary objective of why you're trying to get liquidity.
Makes a lot of sense. Certainly appreciate the advice and the information. Once again, he is Paul Aitken, the CEO of Borrow, who is a leader in personal asset lending, offering small business owners, entrepreneurs, and other individuals the opportunity to secure loans against their personal assets, such as luxury cars, jewelry, artwork, and even fine wine. And the website of reference, once again, is simply Borrow, BORRO.com. Paul, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.